Monday the 21st of June, Kof Tes Sivan, Rabbi Baruch Dov Glosnas, Issa Yichud Beshoke.
I hope those words of Torah which we just heard wasn't referring to anybody like myself or anything like that, that we will be able to learn something together. What I want to discuss here, like as it was mentioned in the topic, Issa Yichud Beshogeg. And it came about through an actual shaila which happened with myself in Johannesburg. We'll first go through, everybody's well, I'm sure, acquainted with the concept of Yichud. A Yid, one of the halachas, most people say, the Rabbonon somewhere, Divrei Sofrim, is that a male and a female mustn't be alone together in a place where it's possible for consummation of a relationship. That's the Issa Yichud. It's called the Issa of Yichud. Yichud meaning being alone, being closeted together. Just briefly to run through a Rambam or two. The Rambam starts off in Perik Yud Chof Beis of Yisurit Bio, that also is Yachidim Ervo Mino Arayas Ben Zekeno Ben Yolodo. It's forbidden to be closeted together, to be alone together with one of the forbidden people who one's not allowed to consummate a relationship with, whether she's old, whether he's young, whether whatever situation it is, for the exceptions of those who are very close in family, a mother with a son, a father with a daughter, the same thing with a grandfather, grandmother, brother and sister, and so on. Those are the exceptions to the rule. Other than that, be it a cousin, be it an aunt, be it anybody where the relationship is forbidden and there's not that familiarity which there is with a mother and a child or a father and a child, then it's awesome. Then he goes on to say that that was the original core Issa. Then in Halacha Gimel he says later on when it happened the story of Amnon the Tomor in the time of David HaMelech, and there was a terrible incident which took place. So then the Gozer Beis Din al Yichud Penuyo, even an unmarried woman is also that not also there's an Issa Yichud. And then goes on to say there are one or two exceptions, and it's important that we know these exceptions. The one exception is where the Rambam says called Isha She'osul is Yachidimo, any woman who is forbidden to be alone together with, if his wife was with him, if the man's wife was with him, Hoiso Ishto Imo, if his wife was with him, Harize Mutal is Yachid, why is he permitted to be alone with another woman, a married woman, Mipneshi Ishtim Shamrosu, because his wife is a protection for him. His wife is a protection for him. He then goes on to say, so that's one heter we've got. Another heter he goes on to say is that Ish, a married woman, Shehoyo Bailo Be'ir, if her husband was in the same town as she is, you don't have to worry about any Yichud, because the awe and the reverence, the feeling of intimidation, maybe whatever, the emas by the fear of the fact that her husband's in town, she can be alone with another man, even though it's a man who she's not allowed to have a relationship with because she's a married woman. Then there's Yissa Yichud doesn't apply because Bailo Be'ir, the Baal is in the husband, is in the town, the same town. It seems almost like a psychological deterrent for anything to happen. So these are some of the heterim which the final heter which I want to go with you is Bechim Kolam Yachidim Isho Behoyim Avter Behoyim Apesa Posuch Shuzorabim Eicho Yishim Yichud. Anybody who is in a relation is in a defined space, a space alone together in a house, for example, and it's Pesach Posuach Lushus Orabim. The entrance opens up to the public thoroughfare. That means that somebody can come in at any moment. Then Ein Chayshim Shum Yichud. Also, there's no concern for Yichud. Those are the general outlines. So let me now tell you what occurred and what I want to share with you. It's basically a sophic which is in Hilchas Yichud. It happened that a lady, a married woman, phoned me up. She wanted to talk through an issue. And we arranged on a Sunday morning, like today, okay, so we'll meet about 11 o'clock in the office. Now, the office is a separate building from the koil where we are. It's in the same chotzer, but it's a separate building. And on a Sunday morning, the library is open in the same house. The people go into the lending library, and we met in the office, and the door of the house was open, and the door of the office was closed. And it took longer than we thought, and as I was leaving, I saw that the library already had closed, and nobody else was in the building. At least that's what I thought. Nobody else was in the building. And as I'm going out, I said, what's happened? Oh, it's already so late. We haven't done this, been through it, haven't been over in Issa Yichud. So she said to me, but we didn't know. We didn't know. So I said, we didn't know, okay, but it's such a thing as a shogeg. You still transgress something without knowing. A lot of times you do things without knowing, so you haven't done a thing deliberately, but it's still forbidden. So it was niggling me. And after I was thinking about it, it turned out in the end there was no Issa Yichud. First of all, her husband was in town. Secondly, there was upstairs other people. But it went through my mind, Taka, she's saying a point, that if we don't know, as far as we're concerned, we think it's Pesach Pasuach L'Rishus HaRabim. We think there's people still going out, the door wasn't locked. What happened was the people who were in the library, the librarian, at the end at 12:30 or 12 o'clock, had locked thought she was the only people in the building, and done what she's supposed to do, which is lock the main entrance. So we were in a locked house, but as I say, there were Bochrim who were upstairs, so who could have had access, and her husband was in town, so Bochrim wasn't in Issa. But in such a situation where to the two participants, they think they're in a situation where it's Butel Yakit, for example. It's a door which is open to the thoroughfare. Somebody comes who doesn't know there's anybody in the house and locks the door. And Taka makes it locked. Now it's Taka and it's a Yichud, where there's nobody can come in, come out. Normally you would be forbidden to do such a thing. But you were totally unaware. So as far as you're concerned, no consummation of any relationship can take place. No Issa Bia can take place because as you're frightened, that's what the Heta is. The Heta is, if it's Pesach Posuach L'Rishus HaRabim, then it's Mutter. So L'Chore, in the minds of the two people, they think they're not over the Issa Yehud, and it won't even be a Chashash that they should come. So is that Shogeg or not? Normally a Shogeg is, you didn't know it was Shabbos, or you by accident did something, you forgot for a moment to Shabbos, you forgot that it's also, you didn't know it was also. There is, you've done the Aveir, you've done the Maisa, which is also, except it was without the full knowledge. Here, because you don't have the full knowledge, in your mind, it's not a situation of Yichud. In your mind, there are people who can walk in every minute. I'll tell you a variation of this, where my thoughts followed. A variation which is a practical variation. And that is as follows. Let's say a Koyl younger man, he's learning, I'm thinking of a Koyl situation, of course you can apply it anywhere. A person is going to the Koyl that day, and he's in a town, and his wife is at home, and he knows that there are workers who have to come to the house. So okay, Bailo Be'ir, the husband's in town, it's Mutter Lechatchila. The Bailo is Be'ir, it's Mutter Lechatchila, the worker's going to come, she knows that her husband's in town, and there it says that's the exception where Yichud is Mutter, because Bailo Be'ir, the husband is in town. He all of a sudden gets a call to go to another town, to go out of town, because of the urgent thing has come up. And he thinks to himself, I better tell my wife that we better call, cancel, she's going to be alone with her work, and I'll be out of town. And then, if he's a London, if he's thought about my Sophic, Ken Zion, what he should do is not tell her. Maybe not tell her. She will be under the impression that her husband is in town. Therefore, she won't be in a mode, and she won't be in her mind. She'll all have aimless by law left, because in her mind, the husband is in town. And if he goes out, and she'll be mutal chatchela to do that. If that is right, if my thinking is right on this subject. Whereas, if he's going to tell her, he's going to have to cancel the worker, and he'll have to arrange, make a different arrangement. So this is a topic. Is Yichud B'Shogeg, where the Eimas, in her mind, in his mind, the Eimas Bailo, the exception. That's one. Now the big shaila is there a Lifnei Iver? Let's say I've got to go out of the house, in a situation where there's a man and a woman in the house. I've got to go out of the house for something urgent, for 5, 10 minutes, for half an hour, for an hour, for whatever it is. I think to myself, if I tell them that I've got to leave the house, they will have to leave, because there'll be a male and a female alone in the building, or in whatever the place is. If I don't tell them, they assume that there's somebody else in the building, they're not alone, and the Pesach Pesuach. I now have to go lock it because of in South Africa you don't leave a door open up, don't you know that? So you want to lock the door. So what should I do? If I'm going to tell them, they'll also have to leave. If I don't tell them, they'll be under the impression that any moment somebody can come in because they know they left the front door open, like my situation. My sophic is. Is that person over lifne iver? You're not allowed to put a stumbling block in front of another person. That means you mustn't be a cause of somebody else doing an avera. And even an avera b'shegeg, it also applies. You can't be the cause of somebody doing an avera b'shegeg. Because avera b'shegeg is also it's chayv chatos normally if it's such a kind of a chiyuv. Here there wouldn't be a chayv chatos. Not yichud doesn't have a chayv chatos. But you understand the point that in other words, is there an avera being done? The essential shaila is there an avera being done? If in the minds of the two individuals, they are in a situation where it is permitted, and therefore, for example, the Amos Bailo is Oleo, her fear or her respect of her husband is prevalent, is extant, and therefore, in their minds, no beer can ever take place. And therefore, it follows that, therefore, it's Mutu Echatril, and therefore, I'm not going to be able to live. And all those ramifications, does the person have to do tshuva? Do I have to do tshuva if I was in such a situation? I innocently thought it was okay. It turned out it wasn't okay. It was a situation of yichud. But in my mind, I thought I wasn't in the state of yichud. Do I have to do tshuva on Yom Kippur? Whenever it is, we'll have to do tshuva on that avera. Is it an avera bichlau? Is it not an avera? Does the oilam understand the shayla? It's l'chayah a good sophic. In other words, a shoigig normally is, if let's say I eat something which is forbidden, or I'm at chalul Shabbos cholila, or I do any other avera, and I didn't know all the facts, or I didn't know this was chalev or shuman or so on, or didn't know it was Shabbos, all these sorts of issues. So it's true, you've done the avera, you've done the act exactly as avera, except it didn't have premeditation, or it didn't have your full knowledge. But here, because it didn't have your full knowledge, it makes it into a situation where actually in your mind, you are not even in an act of yichud, because in your mind, yichud can't... What happens when a husband is in town? When a husband is in town, the two are together, there's a male and a female, they're together, but because she knows that her husband is in town, she feels he can follow up and find out where she is, or she feels just simply the fact that she is psychologically a married woman and therefore nothing can take place. And her husband, should have to account or something like that. And therefore this situation is here at this point, and therefore it could be that it's mutter lechatchel. This was what I came up with the shayla here, and I started to look into it, and I've even raised it with certain people, and I tell you the truth is a clear cut sucker I haven't got, but I'll tell you what it's made perhaps some of the studim which I feel are relevant to the issue. What it boils down to, in my humble opinion, is lazay. What exactly did the Chazal mean when they said that it's forbidden for a male and a female to be alone in a closet, alone in a place? Is it a gezeiro? Is it a decree? Is it a gezeiro meaning a fence around the Torah? They said what the real is to the core is that it's got to do with beer. There's no question about it, because we see that the Chazal, the Rama, always use the lotion yichud ho royu lebeer. It's got to be yichud, such a type of yichud which is royu lebeer, which beer can take place. Now, if it's a yichud, which is in, if that's why, if a man and woman are talking in a public thoroughfare, then there's no issa, they'd be a big why, because yichud, bio can't take place. Nobody's going to do bio, no normal person doesn't do bio in a public thoroughfare. So therefore it's not called yichud. It's not called yichud. What would happen if they're alone in a deserted place, in a very deserted place, by the way, where nobody passes for, then that could be a shiloh of yichud. So in the circumstances, the circumstances are so to speak, measured by the situation which prevails. Is this a gezeira? Is it just simply a gezeira, meaning a fence around the Torah? Because sheets depend on beer. So the whole gezeira is maybe they'll come to a consummation. Always we measure it by maybe it'll come to a consummation. If that is the case, that's the first tzad in the shaila, that maybe it'll come to a consummation of the relationship. If that's the case, that there's a yichud here, and maybe it'll come to a consummation. So you could argue that the same as the Chazal said, if Bailo Be'ir, it's a type of yichud which won't come to a consummation. Why? Because the husband is in town. And if sound, she'll be in a different frame of mind, whether it's a psychological thing or whether it's an actual fear. But the fact that the husband is in Tal Chazal said it makes the yichud a yichud she'ino royal abir. It's not royal abir. Why? Because she's constantly, her husband, like we would understand, if the husband is next door, then she's, even if he's maybe asleep, or maybe if he's not even thinking about his wife, but the fact that he's so close limits her and somehow puts away any thoughts of a liaison between the two. So in the same way, if she's under the impression that her husband is in town, she doesn't know, she thinks he's in town, but he's actually not in town. There's a deterrent. The main thing is we have to have a deterrent. The deterrent which Chazal said was, by lo be'ir. We want to now suggest, that is, if she's under the impression that by lo be'ir, that should also be enough. That is the one side of the shaila. If we say that is the issue. You could argue that no, even if the issue is a gezeira, it's a gezeira, but they made their klolim on what will be the exceptions. And they said, if by lo be'ir is an exception, a place with public access, that is an exception. But you want to come along and say that you've created a situation which is similar to Pesach Pesuach L'Shus Rabin. You've created a situation where, or you've left her with a thought that her husband is in town. That Chazal didn't say. You can't come along and give your own exceptions. Even in the Gezeira, it has its loy plugs and so on. So there's, even on the tzad, that it's a Gezeira, that Yichud is a Gezeira Otubio, there's room even there to perhaps to argue both sides. But that would be the more of a tzad to say that since the whole issa of Yichud Horoy Lebio and that it might come to Debir, the whole issa is Shemo Yivalenos, perhaps they will consummate. If we're sure that there won't be a consummation, either because Bailo Beir or because she's under the misconception of that Bailo Beir and so on, then maybe it is mut. I think the tzad would be noted to say it's mut. But the poskim talk about this. Is it so that in fact the issa of Yichud is just a gzera? It's very possible, it's mashma from certain rayas, which they discuss, that Yichud is not a gzera. By the way, even if it's a gzera, even if we say it's a gzera, it's a kind of a fence around the Torah, it doesn't mean to say that therefore it must be a drabonon. We find gzeras which are the righteous. For example, the famous one of the Yad, Bal Yiroi Bal Yimotze. Bal Yiroi Bal Yimotze, with not possessing chomets, is definitely allowed in the Torah. It's a Torah-based issa. And nevertheless, it definitely is a gzera that maybe Shem Yachaleta, maybe he'll come to eat the chomets. So it's a similar idea. It could be that the Torah has a jichut, because there is a big, so there is a most poskim hold it's a drabonon, or it's a strong drabonon. Some Ashish may be a deraisa, so it could be a deraisa, but the pyramid of gezeira, the same thing, a nausea mustn't come near to grapes. His issa is to eat grapes, but they said, lech lechom nazira, and some say it's a deraisa, lech lechom nazira, you must get away from a vineyard, and so on. So you find gezeiras even in a deraisa. But the other tzad in the whole chakira is that, which the poskim say, is that the issa yichud is the issur atzmi. It's an issur by itself. The gedder, the structure of the issa, the way they structured the avira was a yichud or oil abir. When they defined the issa, they said, what type of yichud is also? It has to be a yichud horoy lebiyah, yichud which a consummation can take place. It sometimes happens for the chumra, sometimes lakula. Sometimes it can be that for chosn and kala, they've got to be in that place, closeted enough time together that bio could take place. Even if bio won't take place, but bio could take place. That's called a yichud horoy lebiyah. Only then is she married. Only then is she considered. That, according to many poskim, that is a chuppah. Or in an avera situation, if, for example, I would give an example, let's say a person is going up a lift, and they have these high buildings, and it's amazing, it can take a certain amount of time to get up, and sometimes there are those which don't stop on any floor till you get to the 50th of those base floors. If there's enough time, whatever the time is, you have to go to Chumrah, but let's say it would be a good few minutes till it gets to the top, it's very unlikely, or you'd be in a situation where it takes a while till the door opens, then it depends. If it's not Yichud Horoy Lebiyah, if not enough time has taken place, which Chazal tell us, which is quite a short time, then it wouldn't be Yichud. And even if it wouldn't be Yichud, it might be Chotzi Shir. The question that Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach discusses somewhere in his Sefer, whether that would be considered a chotzei she'ah. I think he's noted that it would be lachum l'mamish because that part of it maybe, or it could possibly. I think he even says that normally yichud oil beer is chotzei she'ah is chozel istaruf. You can eat now a chetzi zayis, eat later on a chetzi zayis. So the chetzi zayis could possibly lead to an isfa. He has similar sort of idea. You never know. Maybe it'll dally and take a bit longer. So al kaponim, if the gedder of the issa is yichud oil beer, I think perhaps to define it, to make it easy to understand what I mean, is possibly that Chazal said that we are going to consider that this is like almost like tchilas beer. This is almost like the initiation of beer. In order the beer should take place, you have to have the right atmosphere, so you've got to be alone. So by being alone, you have started already on the road to beer. That's how they marked it. And if that is the case, then you can't come along and say to me that because I'm in a conception, I'm in a mistake, I'm thinking, or when I came into this room, the door was open. Now that the door has been locked, I don't know about it, she doesn't know about it. Therefore, we're under the impression that somebody can come in and so on. But the fact of the matter is, nobody can come in. The door has been locked subsequently, without our knowledge. And even though we won't be able to amaze it, but if this is the structure, this is the definition of bio, then, and it's already the beginning of bio, this is the gather of it, so then the chayla, the tzad is, the pashtus, that there could be very possibly an isra b'shogig. And this might be the way to go about the shayla. So it might be dependent on those machlokes aposki, but as I say to you, even on each tzad, there's a room here to even say that it's possible. On the tzad of the gzeira, it's possible to say that the gzeira was only if bio can take place, in which case in our shayla it would be muta. But it's possible to say that they made certain exceptions and no more than those exceptions. The other tzad is that it's actually a bio. It's on its own. It stands on its own. It doesn't measure with every time when bio can take place or not. This is the issa. You have transgressed the issa. In which case, in a situation as I described at the beginning of the shiur, then it would come out that the person has been over issa b'shogeg. The person who locked them in, if it was deliberate, has been over lifnei iver. The husband would then have to tell his wife if he's going out of town and not leave her in a state of ignorance. By the way, another sort of dimension of this same shiur, which can come up in so many different ways. It's not uncommon today where people adopt children. People adopt children, and there's already discussion what age they're after a certain age. They have, let's say a brother and a sister are both adopted, and then at a certain age, when he's 9 years old and she is 3 years old, one has to tell at least somebody, one of them, that this is not your chayla. This is, it could be later on. It could be a problem otherwise of yichud, and tell them. Should one tell them or not? So this is where it could come about, this shiloh. If I don't tell them, they think they are brothers and sisters. Brothers and sisters don't have a type of one for the other. There is no yichud between brother and sister. It's like a father and a daughter, more or less. So mamele, if I don't tell them, they will imagine that yichud, they're not in a state of yichud. Either are in a state of yichud, but since they think they're brother and sister, there is no attraction one for the other. And therefore, l'chura, they're not even over b'shogeg. I shouldn't have to tell them. This is some of the atzdodim which can come about from this shaila. So I'll tell you, I looked around. And I've asked around. The only place where I found something was as follows. There's a sefer called Dvara Yichud. And in the Hakdama of that sefer, Dvara Yichud, was written by Rav Horowitz, called Chazanish, many, many years ago. And in the Hakdama, in the introduction to the sefer, his brother-in-law was Avshlomo Zalman Neubach, that's all. Avshlomo Zalman Neubach writes a few ha'oros in the introduction to that sefer. And he mentions this kind of case. Now, he mentions this case totally in passing. And I don't think he solves our particular problem. What you can gather from it, he seems to think, perhaps it's mutter, but his situation is not quite exactly the same as ours. But I will tell you this. He does talk about an opposite situation. What would happen if two people actually thought that they are over the issa yichud. They are over the issa yichud. Let's say he gives a scenario like this. The third person knows that the husband just went out of town. She doesn't know that the husband went out of town. does he, can he, and he needs to go and speak to her. Is he allowed? Is he allowed to go? And he knows that the husband is out of town. He thinks he is under the impression. They were misyakad in a mokum seisa, and they never knew that anybody is there. She is unaware. He is aware. So now, she is unaware. He is aware. Is he mechuyev to tell her that this is a situation that we're not allowed to be together? He's going to go, no. Or since she's totally unaware, he's not mechuyev to tell her. She's completely. So then he says, since in fact, what the situation is like this. She thinks. Let's start again. She thinks that her husband is out of town. He knows that he came back into town. Let me give you this scenario. He knows that he came back into town. And he doesn't say anything. He goes in, he talks whatever he has to talk. Is there any avera here on the part of him? He's aware of things. So there he does say that, since according, he knows that she is under the impression that her husband is in town, so therefore she thinks it's mutter. It's a situation where she thinks, he knows that her husband went out of town. So Amela, he knows her husband went out of town. So, I'm getting mixed up a little bit. Now, the situation is she knows that, she thinks it's mutter to be misyachet. She thinks it's mutter to be misyachet. He comes, he knows the situation is that he's out of town. Is he mechuyev to tell her to leave the pesuchah? So now what is going to be, if he doesn't tell her, then he's causing her an issa b'shogeg. So he says to, that means he said like this. It's like nishaven lecho. Yeah, but he knows the situation is. So then I've got it wrong a second. It's actually a mutadika case. She is under the impression that it's an osadika case. That means she's under the impression the husband is out of town. It's actually he knows it's mutter. He doesn't tell her the husband's back in town. So now for her it will be. So he knows the situation is mutter. For him there's no shayla. But for her it's also. So he knows it's mutter, I don't have to tell him. We can go about our business and get out and finish. Why make it awkward? So he said, no, it's an interesting thing. He says, this will be this kavan lechol bosa chazil. For her, she, in her mind, knows her husband, thinks her husband is out of town. So then what is that? They say, is a yichud, as the Gemara says, if this kavan lechol bosa chazil, if a person thinks he's going to eat chazil, and the mindset, it turns out to be bosa tle, it turns out to be kosher meat, so then they need a kapora. So b'nislachlo, you're going to have kapora, you're going to have stichon kapora, so you need a kapora. In other words, there is an avera being done here. So that, he says, since you would have to tell her if you're going to come in, since she thinks the husband is out of town, you know the situation, no issa avera, no avera. I mean, you serve a person, kosher meat, you ask, he comes into the rest of the house, and basically he says, give me a bit of chazer. And you go and say, there's no chazer, and if I tell him there's no chazer, he won't pay me, so I'll go and serve him kosher meat and tell him there's no chazer. And that's where you're oivel avi, oivel lifneva. Are you oivel lifneva or not? Because in fact, the person didn't do an avera. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, he brings a Tosfos in Kiddushin where there's a case where son, father hit a son, father talks to him about father hitting a son, so it says you're not allowed to hit a b'nai godel, makir b'nai godel, why can't you be makir b'nai godel? Because maybe he'll do something in anger, and maybe he'll be over kibbutz. So Tosfos says there, and so the Gemara says he called a shiroim, he tore some garments in order to see if he's going to get angry. So the Gemara says, if he does get angry, you're going to be over lifneva. Maybe he'll do something to his father, give him a patch or something like that. So the Gemara says that he told him that it's not his garment or something like that. He made out as if it's his garment. He told him. Tosfos says that he must be talking about where he told him beforehand. Yet still shaykh this test which he's going to make. So, because he says, otherwise you'll be over lifne even. Even though, in actual fact, there wasn't anything to get angry about in actual fact. So he brings a raya from Tosfos that niskavin lechol bosa chazir, even though it's only in the mind, that, and you are the cause of that person doing that avera b'shoigeg, then you're over lifnib, you are over lifnib. But that's not our situation exactly. Our situation is where the person, the two people involved, they are under the, there's no, we're talking about the two people involved are lemaisa in the concept in their mind, and in this sort of situation, they're not going to do anything. According to what they know the situation, the door is open, the husband's in town, we are brother and sister, and all these kind of examples which I've given you are all cases where there's not going to be a beer here. There's not going to be a beer here. We're not in a state of yichud. If we're not in a state of yichud, then l'cha'ira, there's a tzad to say, there's a tzad. I'm saying is there's a tzad to say, it needs das gedolim here to know whether they would, whether you'd be over Issa B'shogeg, whether you would be, whether, in other words, whether there's a chlal an Issa. In the case of Abshalom Azama, there definitely is an Issa, because the person is under the impression that the husband is out of town. So according to her, she's over B'mezit, she's over the Issa, she's over the Issa of Yichud. We're talking about the situation where the people think they're not over the Issa of Yichud. They're under the impression we're sitting here together in this room, and all of a sudden, somebody without our knowing goes and locks the door, sees the door open, goes and locks the door. You find good doers all around, they lock the door. I left the door open to be Monea and Issa Yichud. This is a different shayla. So in that whole discussion, he does refer to it, and it's noita, he seems to be noita, that such a situation could be that it's tzad, that it's mutter, maybe for some slightly different reasons. He doesn't go to the core shayla, which bothers me. Just want to perhaps add to the dimensions of the shayla here. Even if, let's say, it would be osur, even let's say that this is yichud, if the yichud is the ghetto of yichud, it's a tchilas bio, and it's taka issa atzmi, it's a issa by itself, and if it's a issa by itself, therefore you can't come along with it. You have to have the gedolim which Chazal set up, you can't come along with your own deterrence and so on. There's a tzad here to say it's muta, and that would be maybe it's misasik. There is such a thing as a shogeg, there is such a thing as a misasik. What's the difference between shogeg and misasik? Shogeg is a person didn't know it was Shabbos. He didn't know it's also to do such a thing on Shabbos. Lack of knowledge. Misasik means, like the famous case in the Gemara, misasik, he thought he's picking up a tolush, he thought he's picking up from the ground on Shabbos a dover tolush, which is detached, it happens to be attached, so the action that you're doing, you're thinking your action is a mutadik action, it turns out your actions are also dik action. So, L'chira, if a person thinks he's in a state where people have got access, it turns out that he's not in that situation. L'chira, he's a misasik. He's a misasik in the Dover Mutter, and it turns out, and a raya that it's like that is because there's a famous tshuva of Rabbi Kivega in Simcha Ches, where he discusses the issue of misasik, and he brings down an asivus in Mekor Chaim, that says that if a person didn't know that he's got chomets in his home, he doesn't know, he thought he's done, he's got rid of all of his chomets. He thought he's got rid of, there's no chomets in my house. And it turns out on Yom Tov he finds out he's got chomets in his house. So he's over Bali Yoroi Bali Motzi, B'shoig. He's over Bali Yoroi Bali Motzi, he's got to be Mavakul, he's got to do this, he's got to burn, and so on. So clearly he's a misasik. He never knew that. He thought he's got a house which is chomets rein. And it turns out that there is chomets in the house. So he's a misasik. He thinks that's the famous the discussion which the Mekor Chaim has with the... So then it will certainly seem the same thing here. The fact of the matter is that he thinks he's in a... He and she think that they're in a situation where there's other people in the house, or that the husband is in town, or all these reasons why Yichud should be muta. It turns out that they were mistaken. They are in a state of Yichud. So then that means that there is chomets in the house. That's the sort of idea. And therefore, it should be totally maybe on the Shaila of Reb Kivega and the Nesivus. Is that it? If that is true, if we're right on that, then it would come out like this. Reb Kivega then comes out and says that he comes up with this tremendous chiddush and says that even though Misasik is potter from a chatos, but it's not mutter. It's potter from a chatos. That's what he says. Misasik is only a tool. The Torah says if you were Misasik, you were picking up a detached, and it turned out to be attached. So you've been only left for Shabbos. You've been only left for Shabbos, which should be chai v'chatos. Shogig you're not. What it will help you? For chatos you need to be a shogig. It's more, let's say, it's more inadvertent. And it's more accidental, and it's more without kavana. So you thought you're doing this. It's worse. It's less of an avera than forgetting that it's Shabbos. Forgetting that it's Shabbos, you've got a little bit of negligence there. You should have. You weren't thinking properly. Here, I just lifted this up, and it turned out to be attached. Misasik is an exemption in the chiyuv of chatos. That's not, but it doesn't mean to say it's a dover mutter. This is what his chiddush is. Still also. Misasik is also, there's a lot of ramifications and he goes through a lot of gemaras in that. So according to him, He asks the Kachva, Bali Roy, Bali Motze, it is Misasik. And he wants to say, he then gives the answer that Bali Roy, Bali Motze, since it's, where is Misasik applicable? Only where it's an action. You're picking up a thing from the ground, and you thought it was, or you're shechting a shmutechutz, or something like that, you find Misasik. All these sort of things, you're walking into the Beis Hamikdash, you didn't know it was Tommy, you were Tommy, all these things are Misasik, where you're doing an action. But Bali Roy, Bali Motze is not an action. It's a lav shein b'maisa. It's a prohibition without a maisa. It's not an action. The Torah said, if you have commas in your possession, transgress. So in that case, then since it won't apply to Bali Roy, Bali Motze, in other words, Misasik is not a heter there, so it also won't apply to Yichud. So according to both reasons, Misasik is not a heter in the situation. There are other stodim to say Misasik, possibly we could go into, but since I see the time is up and it's a Sunday here in England, I don't want to remember the Sunday in England was a very sacred day, so I don't want to to go longer than I was allocated. I thank the Gaboyim, Mr. Dudi Iskovitz, and whoever, just all of you for coming, and if you ever have any haolas on this, I'll be very grateful. Oh.